This is episode number 3, and you are listening to Mixing with GMAC. Hello, hello, hello to all musical beings out there. Welcome back. This is Mixing with GMAC podcast, and I am Zalot, your host for today. And this is a sunny afternoon, and I'm quite excited on what we're going to talk about today. So on the last podcast, we tackled on the importance of the pre-production process, why it's very crucial. It's because it's the phase or the step wherein you are building what you need to record, okay? Now today, we will discuss the first step of the pre-production process, which is songwriting. Yee-hoo! All right, so I just like to share that I love writing songs. You know, it's when I am very happy and most creative in the music production process. So I just like to give you a brief background on how I got into it. So I started writing songs when I was 8. And then I think when I was growing up, that's the most productive phase I had in my life in terms of songwriting. I started writing songs when I got into it. When I found out that, hey, I'm really good at this. When I say addicted, I was writing songs every day, okay, until the age of 14, when a music producer of one of the largest production companies here in this country heard one of my songs, decided to give me a job. And I remember my mom telling me while I was crying that I wasn't ready yet for such a huge responsibility and job and work. I said, okay, I adhere to the wisdom of the elders, and I don't blame my mom. I still have my career right now. I still write songs. But that was a huge opportunity for me. But then, it's okay. No regrets. And then after some time, I wrote some songs in college. And then after college, I formed my band and wrote more songs after that. And I had a bandmate with whom I wrote songs for several years. So that's my cousin. We were both driven by emotions, especially the gut-wrenching ones. You know, we reveled in our knack for writing songs that demanded to be felt, ones that tugged at the heartstrings hard. Our songs were so full of pain and sadness, they were almost depressing. And you know what? We wrote quite a number of those songs. But I'm not saying they're not good. They are great songs, you know? But why was that? It was because we wrote songs when we were at the height of our emotions, especially during times of heartbreaks, tears, depression, and even family issues. That's my training. I trained myself to write songs in moments of weakness, in moments of hurt and pain. And our songs delivered the purest of emotions, you know? They're raw, they're unashamed, and overflowing. But you know what? That's the main thing. The result of my training ended up with me not writing songs consistently. I relied too much on the overflow. When I was happy and content, I couldn't write a single line. That's too bad. But that was my training before. Okay? So why am I saying this? So the question is, are you telling me that I shouldn't depend on my emotions and past experiences when writing songs? It's a bubble thought, but it's a valid question. And the answer is you shouldn't be solely influenced by one side of the emotional equation. If you are intent on writing songs to have an album or make a name for yourself, there should be consistency in your workflow. If your focus is to write songs as part of your business goals, if you're an entrepreneur who has a passion for songwriting and wants to start a business, you should be writing songs as an intentional habit. It should be a daily thing. Okay? Most of us started with being inspired. Okay? When you are inspired emotionally, that's the best time to write songs. That's how we started, almost all of us. But you can't just wait for that inspiration to hit you before you write your next song. You should be doing it every day, consistently. Okay? So when you are writing a song, express yourself. Create that overflow regardless if you are in a good or bad mood. I repeat that. So when you are writing a song, express yourself regardless if you are in a good or bad mood. Okay, that's my first tip for you guys. All right. I'd like to give you a different perspective of songwriting as well. Okay. So one time I was watching TV and I heard one of the most successful singers here, Martin Rivera, said, music is poetry in motion. As I pondered on his melodious narration, I immediately acknowledged the truth behind those words. Just by listening to instrumentals, you know, when I am in bed and I like trance music and somehow it makes me fall asleep, that brings me to some places unimaginable, you know. It makes my brain work like crazy. As a matter of fact, there are songs, you know, that when you hear them, it just takes you somewhere. Okay, so poetry in motion, the Urban Dictionary, means graceful fluidity that moves with tactful elegance, an abstract noun that is direct and completely beautiful to all five senses. By this definition alone, a song can directly or indirectly affect or even awaken your senses. There are songs that can hurt you emotionally, and there are songs that can make you hungry, you know, and some songs bring back memories from the past, while there are those that make you lust over someone. As a matter of fact, there are songs that push and encourage you to be the best, like songs being played during workout sessions and songs used for learning and training presentation purposes. In the essence of graceful fluidity, if you are to study a song, you will see distinct patterns in the song arrangement, patterns that make the song overflow. So these patterns take listeners to a journey from the first line to the last verse. So the question for you is, how can these patterns turn songs into a seamless blend of words and melodies, transporting us to a whole new level of experience that poke at our inner senses? Are there rules to follow in writing songs? Okay, here's what I want you to do, guys. I'd like for you to spend some time listening to different songs from every genre you know. Either it could be rock or reggae or bossa nova or pop or pop rock or EDM, anything. If you examine hits from today's music and the past years closely, you'd likely see common characteristics. You'd likely to see commonalities, you know. Is it because songwriters follow a process in writing their songs? Probably. Do they know each other and collaborate? Are they being mentored by the same songwriting coaches? Possibly. Do you ever wonder why there are songs that describe the exact situation you are in right now? If you are in a state of shock right now, there are songs for that. And if you are in a state of sadness, there are songs for that. As you can see, songwriting is a creative and artistic process that doesn't demand we do it confined to a set of rules. Okay? If rules govern the songwriting process, it would be as boring as hell. Oops, okay? Do not quote me on this, but I'm not saying following rules are dreary, okay? But in the context of artistry, music writing would hold no interest for us. Rules are there to be fully followed, okay? One good example, it can be somewhat like regulations you see posted everywhere. No sleeping on the job, curfew hours, strictly no entry, no parking, do not stop on the grass, post no bill, lights are shut at 12 midnight. So those are rules. And these rules, once broken, have corresponding consequences. So imagine if rules are applied in songwriting, it could be like this. First rule, the title of a song should only be 5 words. Beyond that will result in too long a title. Second rule, never entitle a song using only 1 word. And there are lots of songs that use only 1 word. Third rule, always use words that rhyme. I think this is ridiculous. Fourth rule, all songs must have a bridge or it's not a complete song. Okay? And the list can go on and on and on and on. All right? Don't fret, because another tip for you guys, there are no rules in songwriting.
Whoa.
Okay. But for those who are technical, when you say there are no rules, then what is it? So how can you write a song without any rules at all? Okay, here's the thing. Instead of rules, the art of writing a song is more governed by a set of guiding principles. What are principles? Principles are ideas that influence and guide you when considering the elements that you put in your song. One good example of this is during song arrangement, okay? So most songs we listen to have the verse, chorus, then verse, chorus again, then bridge, then verse, chorus, then coda arrangement. However, you can also have a different arrangement depending on the mood or the story of the song. You can start with the chorus first, then you follow it by two verses, then the chorus again, then another verse, then a bridge, then verse, chorus, then coda. Anything goes. As long as you are able to convey the message you want your listeners to hear, then it is a complete song. Another guiding principle in songwriting is on the song's energy. Okay, so what you need to do is that the energy at the end of the song should be at least equal to or exceed the song's energy at the beginning. So this is what you need to know. This is what keeps listeners interested. A songwriter should be able to build the momentum and maintain the energy level all throughout. Occasional dips are allowed, creating contrast, which makes some important elements of the song to pop out. Okay? So it is crucial that you, the songwriter, is aware on how to build the energy, end with a bang, and keep you breathless, entranced as you listen. All right? And another tip, the best way to progress in your songwriting skills is to be knowledgeable of the basic principles of songwriting. As you become more familiar with the guiding principles, you become more prolific in writing your songs. You become creative. Okay, you become master of songwriting. Okay, and that's what we're going to talk about on the next podcast episode of this series. Okay, but before I let you go, guys, if you're already recording and you need additional information, I have one that's great for you, an additional information for you at $17 value, and I'm giving it for you for free. It is free at mixingmastermind.com. You just go there and just in your email and download your free training module on vocal mixing. Those are 7 easy steps that you need to take in order for you to get pro sounding vocal mixes. Okay, so it's at mixingmastermind.com. So this is Jalat of mixingmastermind.com and Mixing with GMAC, where your music creations get better and better. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Cheers. I love you.